Hey everybody, welcome back to Wheat Fields to Wonderland. This week's story is dedicated to all my single friends. And I guess it's also dedicated to me. I hope you enjoy. It's called Single Awareness Day and 10 Reasons It Rocks. And so, single people, are you listening? Are you reading? I hope so. Single Awareness Day, February 15th, gives those of us who are still single in the city our own special day to celebrate being single. I guess you could call it a makeup holiday for the day that falls just before February 15th. You know, that stupid Cupid holiday called Valentine's Day. February 14th, the day for lovers and love, the day when everywhere you turn, you're painfully reminded that you're still single, alone, and not in love. Restaurants, movie theaters, parks. Everywhere you look, people are holding hands and celebrating love. Meanwhile, your single ass is hiding out at home, eating takeout, drinking copious amounts of red wine, and watching pathetic movies on the Lifetime Network. Even worse, when Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday, which is already an unofficial date night, it is kind of like the universe is smacking single people with a double whammy dose of loneliness, resulting in universal, mass self-imposed pity parties for one. It totally sucks being single on Valentine's Day. Totally. But guess what? Don't be sad, don't be blue, because Single Awareness Day is waiting just for you. So on February 15th, once the Cupid madness has died down, and after all the happy couples, and more likely than not, a shitload of unhappy couples who pretended to be happy because it was fucking Valentine's Day and they were forced to feign love on this day, have had their special day, well, you get a day just for you. So how can you rock your special Single Awareness Day and make the most of it? If you can, take the day off work and really enjoy your day. I mean, the rest of the world left early yesterday for their V-Day celebrations. You might as well make the most of your special day, right? And if you can't take the day off, make sure you find a way to maneuver most of the 10 items listed below and rock your Single Awareness Day. It's your damn day, so make the most of it. So, on February 15th, after everybody's had their Valentine's Day and you've felt and you've had your self-imposed pity party, on the 14th, here's what you do when you wake up on the 15th. Are you ready? Single people everywhere in the world, 10 ways to rock Single Awareness Day, and actually every day. 1. Start out with breakfast in bed. Why not? There is nothing like cozying up under your covers, sipping your morning coffee, and getting ready to start your day. You don't need someone to make you breakfast in bed. Just grab your damn toast or Pop-Tart and chomp away. Who cares if you eat toast in bed and you leave crumbs? It's your bed, so eat what you want. You know, if you want a shot of Kahlua in your coffee, go for it. Hey, have fun. 2, go to the gym and have a long workout steam and enjoy the fact that you have all the time in the world to work out. You took the day off, remember, so you're in no rush. Plus, you don't have anyone you need to rush home to cook for or look after. You only need to look after you. And only having to worry about you is truly a stress-free blessing. 3, Valentine's Day candy. Yep, it's in the stores waiting for you at 50% off. Yeah. Go get yourself your favorite chocolates and maybe splurge on some for your other single friends. Who cares if it's a chocolate-covered Cupid? Eat the little fucker. Devour the marshmallow chocolate-covered heart. Suck the sayings off the sweet tart heart-shaped candies. Enjoy. 4, then head to Victoria's Secrets, Agent Provocateur, Fredericks of Hollywood, or whatever your favorite lingerie store is and buy yourself something that is sexy. Maybe something that is even outside of your comfort level for sexy. Because when you have sexy lingerie on, you can't help but feel sexy in whatever you are wearing. And with a sexy attitude, you will definitely draw eligible endorphins to you. Plus, isn't it always better to buy your own lingerie that actually fits you? As you try on your choices and check yourself out of the mirror in the changing room stall, think of all those women whose men bought them ill-fitting, butt-faced ugly, or skanky hoe-inspired lingerie for Valentine's Day, and be grateful you're not having to wear and pretend to feel sexy in that crap. 5, why stop with lingerie? Get a new Single Awareness Day outfit. Rock that damn frock. Hey, you make your own money. No one can tell you where or how to spend your money. You are single and you get to buy whatever you want. You don't have to check in with your husband or wife or lover in order to slap down that plastic card and indulge in a little happiness in the bag shopping spree. Buy something new to wear. Indulge. Hey, someone has to keep the economy going. It might as well be you. 6, Have a late lunch by yourself. It's Single Awareness Day, and today no one is going to give a crap if you're out by yourself. The dread of V-Day is over. No more hiding at all. Ice cream, salad, pizza, champagne, brunch, whatever it is that turns your tummy on into a happy buzz is where you need to be. 7. Plan an afternoon activity, something you've always wanted to do, something that perhaps you've begged your friends to do and they never wanted to do. So it has just stayed on that dusty wish list of things you want to do list. So on Single Awareness Day, as Nike says, just do it. Do it, experience it, savor it, because today is your day, and who knows what tomorrow will bring. Remember, you don't need to wait to share an adventure with someone. Enriching your life is the most important thing you can do for you. 8. Okay, now this one is very important. At this point in your very indulgent day, you need to go and spend at least 90 minutes with one of your couple friends, because, and if they have kids, you count that as a double bonus point in your Single Awareness Day adventure. Because after 90 minutes of someone else's chaos, after you've been pampering your inner single awareness princess all damn day, you're going to have a new appreciation for beauty and serenity of being single. Yeah, trust me. 9. Dinner and a movie. Grab your friends and party it up. Get your single buds together and have a fun night out. Celebrate your friendships, as good friends are some of the most valuable gifts that we have in life. Treasure your friends. They are there to wipe your tears, support you, laugh with you, kick your ass when you need it, and love you. You see, you have love, you really do. Love comes in many ways. Never forget to embrace love in all its forms. And lastly, 10, as you head home at the end of your Single Awareness Day, make sure you take time to call your mom, hug your puppy, feed your fish, and count your blessings. You may not have a romantic partner at this point in your life, but you have you. You have your freedom, your independence, and you have the choice to make your life happy. Be happy as happiness glows, and a glowing heart will attract the perfect partner for you. And when you love you, love your life, and are happy in yourself, that is when Cupid's arrow will find its way to you. I promise. At least that's the shit I tell myself. And remember, Single Awareness Day is also known as SAD, S-A-D. But guess what? That also stands for Self-Appreciation Day. So, hey, happy Single Awareness Day, y'all. Be fucking happy. Okay, everybody. Well, I expect to see posts on Facebook of all the fun things you single people are doing on the 15th. Fun, fucking fun things. And, you know, it's okay to hide out on the 14th. You know, we all need a night of, like, watching TV and catching up. So if you don't feel like going out that night, you know, it's okay because you'll have your night the next night. And, you know, just be happy in the moment. Live in the moment. The universe has a plan and your time will come. Just love you and be grateful and embrace all the good. And that's all I can say because that's all that keeps me going every goddamn day. Anyway, until next time, ciao bitches.